Members of the Connecticut House of Representatives were almost unanimous in their approval to accept power generated from wind farms off the Atlantic coast. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
The bill authorizes Connecticut to purchase 2,000 megawatts of power, or 30% of the state's electric load, from wind-generated sources by 2030. That makes offshore wind a viable industry in the state. Representative Charles Ferrer is a Republican sponsor of the bipartisan bill. He says this will stimulate economic development.
This procurement will be able to provide job opportunities and economic development for the city of New London primarily, and also because we have two other deep ports in Connecticut, New Haven and Bridgeport, in the future provide some offshore wind opportunities for them as well.
The bill now heads to the Senate for action. Governor Ned Lamont recently announced a $93 million public-private partnership to upgrade port facilities in New London to handle the heavy lift capability needed for the offshore wind industry. The plans make way for projects like Bay State Wind, a joint venture between Ørsted and Eversource. They plan to build a wind farm about 60 miles off the coast in the Atlantic. Ebong Odama, WSH News.